today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum, so welcome to this episode of today's special on IRIB English Radio. As I told you, this is today's special, and the topic for this episode is father-daughter relation.
You are a miracle, you are a blessing from above. You brought joy to my soul and pleasure to my eyes. In my heart I can feel it, an unexplainable feeling, being a father. Pray that you'll find your way. You know I love you. I love you, my little girl.
Today, Tuesday, is the 29th of Shawwal, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 10th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 31st of May, 2022, of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is chapter An-Nahl, verses 58 to 59.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. وَإِذَا بُشِّرَ أَحَدُهُمْ بِالْأُنْثَى ظَلَّ وَجْهُهُ مُسْوَدًّا وَهُوَ كَظِيمٌ.
And when one of them is informed of the birth of a female, his face becomes dark and he suppresses grief. He hides himself from the people because of the ill of which he has been informed. Should he keep it in humiliation or bury it in the ground? Unquestionably, evil is what they decide.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This verse refers to the hideous evil habit of the pagans for the sake of complementing the discussion. It implies that when one of them is informed of the good tidings of having been provided a daughter by Allah, he will be so infuriated with anger that his face changes altogether and becomes blackened while being full of wrath. It is true that the birth of a child is considered as a good tiding, but superstitions regard such good tidings as disgrace and humiliation. Our topic is about father-daughter relation. Please be with us. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Men in general tend to play rougher, encourage sports, and offer more independence than some moms. For daughters to be adventurous and get out of their comfort zone, they have to be empowered to solve their problems and take ownership. they need to feel capable of taking risks and making mistakes. Fathers can help with that by telling girls they are capable and strong and that they believe in them. Dads need to encourage their daughters to dream big, empower them for the future. That empowerment and belief in them is the bedrock of a girl's self-esteem. Dads who provide praise, support, and unconditional love increase their daughter's confidence. Studies show that if he thinks she's beautiful, she's smart, she's strong, she will be more inclined to see herself that way. When they aren't being judged for their looks and they don't see their dad judging others on looks, girls are more satisfied with their appearance and morals. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bi nasta'in. In this episode, we are going to talk about relations between fathers and their daughters. There's a piece of hadith from the Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, who maintained that sons are tokens of grace while daughters are good jobs. This is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shall ask all of us of what we've done to the graces He has given us. And likewise, all fathers should know that on the day of judgment, they will be questioned regarding what they have done in this world regarding their own sons, what kind of personalities or what kind of men they have educated at home. In contrast to this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regards daughters as tokens of the divine blessings. And for the divine blessings, we are not expected to receive any kind of, major questions and so on. Yet, it must be indicated that all parents, and especially all fathers, should know that they are certainly in charge of the type of education they give to the children at home. Nowadays, in the present day situation, we find that there's a special condition in that we find that, because of the social media available and accessible via everybody's cell phone, this is certainly a situation much more critical than before. Although all fathers are important for their daughters, yet at the same time, it isn't only the parents, fathers and mothers who educate the children, these children nowadays, they receive many things from outside home or outside school.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
This part is to fathers. What you need to know about raising daughters. Tell her that she's beautiful at every age. According to Journal of Pediatric Psychology, 35-57% of adolescent girls encouraging crash dieting, fasting, self-induced vomiting, diet pills or laxatives, And overweight girls are more likely than normal weight girls to encourage in such extreme dieting. In present-day society, all forms of media, being Instagram, magazines, or music videos, can have potentially devastating psychological effects. We cannot escape these subliminal messages that try to define beauty. Young girls and women are especially targeted by these messages. Although we cannot eliminate these influences, you as a father can act as a stress buffer or someone who alleviates the negative psychological effects of such influences. So let her hear from the most important man in her life that she is beautiful. But remember to also stress the importance of inner beauty too. We remind ourselves of the following hadith or tradition of the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad al-Mustafa, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny. His Eminence said, Allah does not look at your figures nor at your attire, but he looks at your hearts and deeds.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي.
This part is to all the daughters. Listen carefully. Only a supportive father can help you grow up to be an independent woman. A father encourages his daughter to dream big and gives her the foundation to go after her dreams. A supportive father never stops his daughter from flying high. Behind every successful woman is a supporting father. A father helps you to be self-sufficient and self-reliant. A father picks you up when you fall down, but he's the one person in daughter's life who helps her become self-sufficient and self-reliant.
She was his main concern. Every prayer, he would go to the house of Fatima alayha afdal salatu wasalam. Every morning, before he would stand up for night prayers, he would stand by the door of Fatima alayha afdal salatu wasalam. He would show her respect. He would show people that she was his main concern. Mm-hmm. And as the hadith says, he would tell people that she's his main concern. He says, إِنَّمَا فَاطِمَ بِضْعَةٌ مِنِّي فَمَنْ أَغْضَبَهَا فَقَدْ أَغْضَبَنِي. Now, if you love someone, you tell people, you're public about it. I love this person. You know, he's the closest person to my heart. If he becomes upset, I become upset. Rasulullah did not say this, you know, to only his daughter, or else we would not have these hadith. So Rasulullah used to sit on the minbar before all his companions, all the Muslims, and he would address them. Fatima is the most beloved to my heart. None of you, you know, all of you, you're my companions, my wives, there is respect for them. Mm-hmm. But the most beloved to me and the dearest person to me is Fatima alayha afdalus salatu wassalam. Mm-hmm. And we see this sometimes within family feuds. You see this, a person remarries or gets married or has a divorce, he forgets his daughter.
Yeah.
Now this new woman in his life is everything. That was not the case with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi.
That was interesting topic, the topic of father-daughter relationship. So, inshallah, we continue that. Till another episode of today's special, we leave you under Allah's protection. Have a nice time.
They told me that I'm crazy, who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.